Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part one for this September 6, 2022, 10:32 on the clock. And you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We are joined right now by our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. We have Stacy Keevy with us, Member Engagement Director. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Stacy, did I say your last name right?
Did
I did.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Good
Pam,
job.
Write that down. I got it right. No. Thank you very much for being here, Stacy. And Aaron Hess is with us, Associate Center Executive. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Morning. You said my last name right, too.
Thank you. We've done this a couple times here, so I got a little more confident with yours. I wasn't 100% about Stacy's. That's really good to hear. I was just telling the ladies during the weekend, and this happens all the time, where I'm talking to a listener, and we get talking, and then sure enough, what comes up but the why. And a lot of times the listeners don't even know that I work here at the radio station or I have a connection with the Y and you guys join us from every month and that kind of thing. It is still such a fun, popular area. People are still taking in the Y, but we also know there are people out there that could be taking in the Y that maybe aren't. So we're going to talk a little bit about today some of the things that might encourage you to go check out the Y this fall season. And we're going to kick off with fall programming starting next week. Which one of you wants to kind of headline that?
Yeah, so our fall programming kicks off officially next week. So with that, we have flag football, which actually starts the 10th, so a little bit before Monday. Mm-hmm. So that's a really fun time for all the kids to get started. We have swim lessons starting next week, Monday, soccer. And then we have our swim team, our Black Shark swim team, that starts on October 18th. So a little bit out, but we have a lot of other programming also. I just don't want to get into all of it, but we have all of that on our website.
Yeah.
So.
Stacy, I'm sorry. I apologize. I heard nothing after flag football. That's all I heard was flag football. No. These are great things for kids, obviously, for parents to be able to give their kids something to do, a little organization. Certainly, it does help with the start of the school year. More consistency, the more structure there is for kids, the better they are at handling that, whether it's school or, you know, extracurricular activities. Are there other things that parents or kids should keep in mind when it comes to any of these programs, things that they should know going into them?
The only thing would be with our teams. So like our gymnastics team and our swim team, the youth do have to be members in order to participate.
Good to know.
But all the other programs that we have that I listed, youth programming, you don't necessarily have to be a member in order to participate. But we always recommend that you do just because you get a nice discount with being a member, and then you get to sign up ahead of time, ahead of the non-member participants as well.
One of the things that I've talked to people about when they become members is when you have that membership card too, and I don't know if I'm going to word this perfectly, but it can kind of like, well, I want to make sure I take advantage of this. Like I want to, so it almost makes you like those days when you may not feel like doing the workout, but you know, like, oh, I did pay for this membership. Oh, I'm going to go and do it. Like it could be a little bit of an incentive enforcer too.
Absolutely.
I think of it as a buffet.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
I mean, if I go to a buffet, I'm going to probably eat more than I should.
Right.
But, you know,
gosh, I love that. Oh, I love that, Aaron. That is a perfect metaphor. It's going to be in my brain now from now on. That's great. It really is that, too.
Yeah.
You walk into the Y, and if you are going there to do some swimming, and you look around, and you're like, oh, there's the court, there's the weights over there, there's a running room. You know, maybe I will get more than a swim in. So you go to a buffet, and you I just want chicken, and all of a sudden you see all this other stuff and everything.
Exactly.
I'm going to get my money's worth here.
Yes.
When it comes to these programs for kids, as you mentioned, Stacy, of course, everything's on the website there. Is that the quickest way to register for these?
Good question. So, yes, all of our programs, you can register online. Actually, even if you're a non-member, mm-hmm. all you'd have to do is create an account. You would choose, like, the non-member. Mm. And then you can register for all the programs online. Same with memberships. You can sign up for a membership online. But you can also always call us or you can stop on in. We can help out. And I always just like to remind everybody, you know, because sometimes there's misconceptions about what the cost is, but just saying again that the, you know, cost is completely based off of income. So depending upon your household size and income level, that determines what you would pay. We want to make sure the Y is affordable and accessible for everybody. So, you know, never feel like you can't afford it. Please come on in and talk to us first.
Yeah, I don't mind if it comes up in every bit of what we talk about today. We can never hit on it enough. The Y will work with you. They want you to be there. They want you to take advantage of it. I admire so much the different businesses. We have so many of them in town, nonprofit, profitable ones, both to do this, where it's not got to keep the lights on. Yes, that's certainly important and everything, but it's not just about that. This isn't necessarily a business trying to make a profit. This is a nonprofit trying to. Their profit comes from having a healthy community.
Yes,
That's their profit. So the more people we can get into the Y, the better.
Yeah,
that's always nice.
And just jumping in too, with the number of businesses in the area that donate to our annual campaign, that's why we're able to be able to offer, you know, memberships that are based on income. You know, such very supportive businesses in this area. I mean, if we didn't have that, I mean, we wouldn't have this building in Rapids, to be quite honest. So, so very appreciative of that.
Well said.
Thank you.
Spirit Week is also coming up real soon. That just came up. I didn't even realize it was September, really, honestly. I just realized, oh, yeah, Spirit Week.
this is my realm here. Yeah, so we try to do monthly member appreciation or experience days just to, you know, either appreciate the members by offering free items here and there or having fun experience days. And so this one is mine that I come up with every year. Who doesn't love Spirit Week, right?
Yeah,
typically, you only can do that when you're in school. So why can't you do that when you're an adult, too? So, we have the week of September 19th through 23rd. It's Spirit Week. So each day of that week, you dress differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Monday is Decades Day, so any decade.
Nice.
Tuesday, Crazy Sock Day. Wednesday, it is World Alzheimer's Day, so wearing purple.
Mm.
And Thursday, Blackout Day, so wearing all black. And then Friday, it's the favorite time for everybody, is Sports Day.
Yes.
Wear your favorite jersey, your favorite team. And then it just gives an extra talking piece and engagement piece.
And membership for all as well. You know, that's something that we've kind of touched on already a little bit, but I want to make sure that people keep that in mind. And wellness coaching is starting back up as of this week. Is that correct?
Yep. Okay. So we've got our new set of practicing students. They're ready to roll. And, you know, the great thing about this is, you know, it's zero cost for our members, and it gives them the opportunity to speak with someone, you know, who's well-educated in health and wellness, and not in a position where they're telling someone what to do, but rather kind of helping them figure out what they want to do. You know, what's your goal? What's something that you've been wanting to take charge of, and how can I support you with that? So it's six sessions, 30 minutes, and we just connect you right with that wellness coach. Super easy.
You know, we've, especially in the last 2 years, but even stretching out a little bit farther than that, one of the bigger terms that you hear is mental health, and focuses is on mental health. And the Y has really kind of been ahead of the curve a little bit about that, have done certain things for a long time when it comes to that. So it's just kind of like, feels like everybody else is catching up with them about some of these wellness things that they have done for many years over there.
Right.
And I don't know many people, even people that are doing well, even, you know, doing okay and stuff, who couldn't use a tune-up. You know, couldn't use a little bit of tinkering here and there or whatever. And that's kind of what these programs are like for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes, you know, we look at people, you know, the saying, you judge a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those covers aren't quite right, you know, or they're not telling you, they're not being really honest. Because how many I know I'm one where I'll go up to someone and say, hey, how are you doing? I expect them to just say, doing well, or doing great, how are you? And I'll do the reciprocal, doing great, you know. And then as I walk away, I'm like, no, I'm not. Life really sucks right now.
You're right.
Yeah, so sometimes it's just nice having that person that is non-judgmental. They're there to listen to you. They're there to, you know, offer options if that's something that you're looking for, But really, it's that non-judgmental person seeking to understand where you're at and just be that, be part of your support system, which so many of us need, but we're not all willing to say it.
Right. Being honest about it, I think especially, and I've talked with Jackie Carantini about this too, mm-hmm. where, you know, you go out west, you go out east, and it's a little different. But here in the Midwest, it's such a part of our mentality of just walk it off. Whatever it is. You got a broken leg, walk it off. You got, I mean, that's how we were raised here in the Midwest. It's who we are. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. It's part of where we got where we are. But at the same time, now as we have gone farther along in society, we're starting to realize, oh, okay, some stuff we shouldn't walk off. Some stuff we should probably take a little time to unpack and everything.
Yeah. And creating those environments where people feel more open or more comfortable to say something. You know, nowadays, you know, if someone comes up to you and says, hey, you know, this, you know, all of this happened in my life and I don't know what to do right now, sometimes the other person listening can almost be in shock, like, are you supposed to be telling me this? Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, finally getting to a point where, okay, we're creating a place in our environment where people can be open, they can talk, they can be real.
Yes.
You know, how refreshing is that? Oh. You know, just being able to have an honest conversation with someone and...
One of the best things you could do for yourself is taking on that mentality of, you know, I'm just going to be me. Mm-hmm. When you get rid of all, it is such a relief off your shoulders of just, you know, not having to keep up airs or any of these things.
Yeah.
Not having to have whatever in your head is of perfect. And when it comes to that, what we're talking about here with the wellness and the importance of something like this, I appreciate and I certainly understand the perspective you're coming from, Erin, and from the person who could really use this. I do want to just piggyback off of that and mention as well that I think that even if you're in this group or a part of this group, even just being a part of it can be very healing as well. Sometimes one of the greatest things you can do for yourself is just being a good listener. For somebody and how good you can feel from just that. And sometimes, and I don't know if this sounds mean or not, but sometimes perspective comes into play. Like, oh, I thought I had a bad day. And then as you're listening and being there for somebody else and hearing how their day has been, and you're like, okay, it ain't so bad actually on my end of things. Again, these are things that can help your mental health. It can give you wellness, give you a good positive, much more of a positive vibe and help others at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think by, you know, just listening and seeking understanding, we learn a lot about ourselves.
Yeah.
There's so many times I've had conversations with people and at the end, it's like, you know, the light bulb clicks off.
Yes.
Or clicks on. It just clicks off.
For some of us, it does click off. For some
hopefully
of
that
us.
Wasn't Freudian. let's not go there.
I do want to go somewhere else, though, with you. Women on Weights program. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, so this is kind of fun. We're going to kick this off at our Port Edwards facility. It is a 24-hour access facility, so a very... you know, user-friendly and that it works out for whatever your schedule allows you to. But for Women on Weights, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10:15 to 11. And this is a member-only program because it's at 24-hour access. So you'll get a fob, or those who already have a fob, you'll be able to fob in and be able to participate in this program. But so with this program, we're looking at three foundational lifts. So it's getting women very comfortable in the free weight area. So we've got our squats, our deadlifts, and our bench press. So we're building that strength component, which is super important for women, especially, you know, once we get in our 30s and up, you know, that we start to get into that bone loss. And this is something what we want to... you know, stop.
Yeah.
Keep it up. But then it's also about creating community because sometimes Port Edwards is on the other side of the area, so it's a little bit further away. But we want to create community within that facility also. So bringing women together, supporting each other, you know, congratulating each other as they're making their gains, you know, supporting each other when they're not seeing what they want to see. So kind of in line with the whole wellness thing. So yeah, there's a physical component. We're working on that. Mm-hmm. But it's also that social component and relationship building where you have that community and, you know, just that time to come together.
Again, we're speaking with Stacy Keevy and Aaron Hess from the Southwood County YMCA and discussing some of the fall programs that they have coming up. Now, wellness coaching starts back up. That we've touched on. We've talked about that. Yep. We got the Women on Weights program. That has been very interesting and talking about some of the other fall programs coming up. But I've been dying to talk about this one, Fundamentals of Sports Performance.
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
I like this.
It's nice because it helps with injury prevention, and I'm sure a lot of parents out there are thinking, all right, I've got Johnny and Jody signed up for these sports, and they have to be multi-sport athletes, so how do we get them through all their sports without, you know, creating any injuries and whatnot? And so with this program, so Lindsay Hansen is our Healthy Living Director, and she put the program together, she runs it, and her background is actually in athletic performance, and so that's her degree, and so definitely an expert in this area, and she gets to work with youth, so it's 11 to 18 years of age, Mondays and Wednesdays in the afternoons, so 4 to 4:45, and both members and non-members can sign up for this program.
Okay.
But yeah, so she's going to be working with them on agility drills, how to land properly, how to stop properly. You know, the things that you don't always take into consideration when you're in these sports. And yeah.
Growing up, my favorite, I grew up in a sports family. I love basketball. I love playing basketball. I love watching it, all that. I remember when I was a kid watching this doctor talk about an athlete of mine that I liked, and how he was trying to come back from surgery. And he was explaining how the human body was not designed to start-stop like a basketball player does, just dribbling down the court, stopping, starting, going again. Like, our knees, our ankles were not designed to do this stuff. Like, there are so many things. You look at how a pitcher throws a baseball. Our shoulder, our arm was not designed to do that. It was not supposed to be that way. So one of the great things about the growth of science is certainly we're understanding the human body more, and we're able to help these things more. But with that also, we're understanding more of how we keep our young athletes healthy longer. And so not every little kid out there has to have Tommy John surgery before they can even vote, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think of myself, I'm 48 and I have rotator cuff issues because I was a swimmer.
Right.
But, you know, it's things back in the day that, you know, maybe in the 80s, they didn't think about, you know, conditioning, things that you should be doing.
Right,
jump in the water, swim it off. Your shoulder hurts, keep going.
Exactly, yeah. Football practice, I mean, there was never a football practice that we weren't dying by the end of it and everything. And I can't imagine what they're like nowadays, like how the practices have grown and changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for the better. It's kind of cool to be able to offer these programs, though, for the young. A lot of the stuff that we learned as adults, before we can't even play these sports anymore. Now kids are starting to learn this stuff as they're getting, like, before they've even hit their prime, before they're even really ready to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so much thinking about professional athletes.
Yep.
I think of more so, like, say, you know, your kid that gets a scholarship or something like that and gets to go, or maybe even doesn't get a scholarship, they just want to keep playing. You don't deserve to be like 70 or 50, I should say, and having your knees feel like 70-year-old knees.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Let alone professional athletes. I'm just talking about your average person that likes to play a pickup game of basketball or any of these things. Taking these classes can really help with that, and giving you you're getting the most many miles as you can out of your vehicle. I mean, your body.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, by being able to focus on those muscles that act in that support role is huge, and then learning everything from, you know, proper pivoting to, like I was saying before, with landing. So many people, you think, okay, you're going to jump, and you just land. No big deal. It's actually a really big deal with how you land. Learning that can, you know, help people just years down the road. And I tell kids when I work with them, okay, you're not going to feel this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel it tomorrow.
Right.
You're not going to feel it tomorrow. But when you're my age, you're going to be like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I would have done things different.
Right. Vince Carter just retired from the NBA after like 20 some seasons in there, and he's still pretty, you know, good. He's still got some, you know, agility to him, can still slam dunk and all this and everything. And they're asking him, oh, why are you retiring? You know, it still looks like you're having fun out there and everything. He's like, oh, well, going up slamming is easy. Slamming the ball is easy. Landing is hard. That's the part that's hard. Like, that's why he's retiring. And my feet hurt. This kind of stuff hopefully can help that in the long run.
Yep. Help build that foundation.
And And I do have to say, yeah. Lindsay is an amazing teacher. They started this actually in the summer, and just one session, and my daughter was in it, and just great job. Yeah. Great teacher, makes it fun. You know, she it seems like she empowers the young ones. Like, you can do this. Like, look what you can do. You just did this huge box jump, or, you know, things like that, where it's letting them learn how to properly use some of the equipment, but also, right, how to prevent those injuries. So she had a really good time. So
good to hear.
Yeah.
Like the testimonial. I like that. That's good. I'm not saying it's a requirement for teachers, but I think my favorite teachers have always been that way, empowering. They really, you know, I like that. No matter what the field of what they're teaching, that's always cool. Thank you for adding that, Stacey. Another thing that the Y does that we're so thankful for and appreciative is, along with all these other great things, hosting blood drives, having those kind of, having something like that available is always really appreciative too. As we all know, in the last couple of years, blood drives have been affected much more than so many other things. So every chance we get to have a blood drive in our area, incredibly vital to our community. Looks like there is one coming up Saturday, September 16th.
Yes.
And we encourage people to register to donate through redcross.org. Is that correct?
Yep. They just need to go to redcross.org, look up the Southwood County YMCA as a donation or a blood drive site. And then on the day of the appointment, they just come on in our front doors and we'll direct them to where they need to go.
And the community health worker, Sarah Wheeler, looks like is in charge of that, or one of the people that going to be a part of it, it seems.
Well, Sarah's a new employee, and this is kind of exciting for us because this is our partnership with Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging, GWAR. Aging Resources, I should say. Anyway, so Sarah works with us in that she's going to be focusing on some community health initiatives. She'll be in our facility getting to know our members really well, getting their thoughts on where they see gaps in the community, getting an overall sense of, you know, where the needs are. And then she'll also be in the community working on different coalitions and perhaps with, like, the health department, the ADRC, you name it. So her focus, which is really cool, is to be able to initiate all these programs that someone like Stacy and I would love to do, but it's been so hard finding time to actually do it.
I see.
So Sarah gets to actually focus and spend her time on very intentional programming that's geared to support the community. Yeah, it's
really
kind of cool.
Exciting.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like also something that will free up people who were doing some of that stuff, maybe, to be able to focus on other things and be able to give her just to kind of, like, let her kind of run that.
Yeah, kind of like, this is, all right, these are the areas that we want to hit, so take the ball and run. And I'm excited about it because it gives her an opportunity to really connect with our members in a very meaningful way. So many times we talk with our members and those in the community and we ask them, you know, where do you see the gaps? What do you see that we could be doing to support and whatnot? And then you get all this great feedback and then you look at it like, oh, okay, how do we tackle
this? How do you make it happen?
How do we prioritize? Yeah. How do we tackle? Who do we need to connect with? So for Sarah to be able to have a job where she gets to just intentionally focus on that. That's awesome. Yeah.
And you know, part of when you're a nonprofit and you're in the public eye is a lot of your stuff that goes on behind the scenes, maybe with a corporation, we don't see. We do see in that. And like a lot of places, there's been some turnover at the Y here and there. So not really focusing on that, but just as far as, you know, kind of understanding how you can help the community even more and different things like you've just guys been talking about today. The Y has been open for a couple of years now. I'm talking specifically about the one here in Wisconsin Rapids, this beautiful, wonderful building that we have here in town.
Yeah.
Have you guys as employees, have you noticed a bit of a, I don't want to say a settling down almost, but a chance now where, okay, that we've been open, we've been running for a little while. Now we can start to focus on these things like that Sarah, this new initiative, Sarah's kind of spearheading and that kind of thing. Like, is there a little more of that, like, freedom to be able to kind of like, okay, well, we have this, this, and this. Now we can add this, you know, and listening to the community and finding openings that, oh, well, we could use this.
You want to tackle that?
I can try.
I think you did kind of answer it right there. I think that was kind of the answer, actually.
No, but I mean,
as I stuttered. Okay.
We definitely have been able to settle in and got a lot of the kinks out, right?
Well worded, Stacey, yes.
So there's certain things that, yes, we're definitely able to now be able to launch, you know, looking more towards member engagement, retention, right, and as well as staff. It's so important to retain. We have such talented staff, and so how to make sure that they're trained properly and that they're getting the support that they need. So that's been some of our major focuses with our strategic plan that we've had. And so we're able to do a little more of those things now that we weren't able to in the past.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And I feel like we've been going at such a quick pace for the last couple of years. And I think sometimes we look for those opportunities for things to slow down, and just when we think they will, then something great comes along, and then things just stay at that same quick pace. But that's kind of, you know, I know, you know, for myself, I want to speak for Stacey, but I know for myself, that's one reason why, you know, I've been with the Y for so long, is that there's always opportunities to have that positive impact in the community. And, you know, what better place to be.
So many people, especially nowadays, are looking at ways that they can impact their community, they can help, they can benefit, and that's kind of where we want to wrap up with things at the Y, because you can do that with the Y. You guys still looking for volunteers for different programs and things, people that want to volunteer and help out with different programs or any of the things that we have been talking about today. Is there a set way people could do that? Hey, I want to volunteer. I want to reach out to the Y. How should I do that?
Yeah, we have a volunteer application. They can come on in, fill it out, or even just call if they have more questions on the opportunities that we have, and we can walk them through all the different volunteer opportunities. But we have a lot. We also partner with Lincoln High School, and so those individuals come on over and help and volunteer with us as well. So we have just lots of different opportunities, and always encourage anybody who's looking, we'll take you. So come on over.
I'm sorry, Stacey. I'm still thinking about flag football. I'm still.
We need volunteers for that too.
Yeah, nice. God, you're good, Aaron. You're good. You guys are both so good. Thank you both so much for joining us today. I really, really do appreciate the time. Keep things going over there. Let us know if we can let the audience know about anything. And have yourselves a great day, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Again, you can find out more by going to swcymca.org. That is swcymca.org. Be sure to go into your search bar and your Facebook, Instagram, all those things. Type in there, Southwood County YMCA, and keep up to date on all the great things they have going on with our Y. Tomorrow, we got another great morning magazine lined up for you the entire hour. We're going to sit back and talk with the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Looking forward to that. Usually have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record as well. Looking forward to catching up with all of them. And plenty more coming up with the morning show tomorrow. Mel and I will be sitting in. Don't forget, this Friday, Brad Jansen going to join us as part of FRM Fridays right here on WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.